Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Anti-dumping duties imposed by Mexico may be ending. We'll talk about that today in just a moment.
The hardworking man deserves a good Father's Day, and Napa Auto Parts can help with a gear wrench, 7-piece flexhead ratcheting wrench set for only $34.99. If old dad still needs to do some work on the family vehicle, Napa full synthetic motor oil is on sale for the amazing price of only $3.19. Plus, rebates up to $20 on Napa batteries, too. It's all at Napa, where you'll always get
Napa know-how, Napa know-how.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with an invitation for you from Oklahoma Agritourism to sample the more than 500 events and attractions all across our state. Wild Things Farm in Pecola is where fun grows, and they offer agritainment at its best with 90 acres, a couple of ponds. Pick your own fruits and veggies, and you can enjoy barnyard friends. Be sure and look for the Adventure Passport Contest online to register and win monthly agritourism prizes. Details at agritourism.travelok.com. Oklahoma Agritourism. It's a real growing adventure. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has been leading a coalition of U.S. beef industry interests seeking elimination of anti-dumping duties assessed by Mexico on some U.S. beef exports. The origin of these duties dates back to 1998, when the Mexican industry requested an investigation by Mexico's government into whether U.S. beef was being shipped into the country at less than cost of production. After examining price data on beef imports and reaching a determination of injury to its beef industry, Mexico began assessing duties on boneless and bone-in muscle cuts. Three major packers and certain product categories are largely exempt from the duties, but they still apply to about half of all U.S. beef exported into Mexico. According to Thad Lively, U.S. MEF Senior VP for Trade Access, he says that the Mexican cattle industry has withdrawn their request for a review of the renewal of these duties. He says that's good news.
The Mexican Cattlemen's Association, the CNOG, has contacted the Mexican government and asked that the review of these duties be suspended or ended. The net effect of that would very likely be that the government will agree, because the cattlemen are the ones who asked for the review in the first place. So the government will have to act on the cattlemen's request. We have been asked by the Mexican government to respond also. Of course, we support their request to terminate this review. So this appears to be a positive development. It's too early to say for sure what the impact is going to be, but we think this moves things in a very positive direction.
The duties have been in place since 2000 against U.S. beef products, ranging from 3 pennies a pound up to 30 cents a pound. Doesn't sound like a whole lot, but yet, according to Thad Lively, the impact of these duties should not be underestimated.
The range of the duties is from 3 cents a pound up to about 30 cents a pound. That doesn't sound like a lot, but in a market where margins can be pretty thin, that can make the difference between being able to profitably export to Mexico and not being able to do that business. And clearly what we have seen is that those companies that are subject to the duties have pretty much dropped out of the Mexican market.
Thad Lively of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Well, certainly if we can find a way to sell a few more pounds of beef into Mexico, that bodes well for keeping them the number one U.S. beef export destination. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Oklahoma Beef Council wants you to know what your beef checkoff dollars are doing. Here's Baxter Black.
These days, not everyone is on the same page when it comes to understanding the great things about beef and beef production. This is Baxter Black here to remind you that your beef checkoff dollars tell a positive story about beef and correct misinformation spread by those who may not have all the facts. Learn more about how your checkoff sets the record straight by visiting mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by the Beef Checkoff.
Do remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows available on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Simply click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes.